If you're a leader, you lead the way, not just on the easy ones. You take the tough ones too.
A good leader has to understand the people that are under him, understand their needs or their desires or how they think a little bit.
Seemed like he always made the right decisions along the way. He was a real soldier. Like some of the officers. I don't think I would follow them in the water. But he was one of the best.
He went right in there and he never thought of not being first or sending somebody in his place. I don't know how he survived. But he did.
Wake up. They want us back at regiment. Come on, Mix. Get up. Let's go. Come on, something's upstairs. Orders.
Okay, go ahead. I'll be right down.
Let's go. Come on, you got 10 minutes.
Go away.
Come on. Let's go.
Let me alone.
Okay. Oh. Come on. Damn it.
Oh, that's my own piss, for Christ's sake!
I mean, we're the only unit in the group that's got the Germans on the German side of the Rhine. If we'd have taken Antwerp, and I'm not saying that that would have been easy, we would be over the river, well supplied, and have the Krauts on their heels. Now I can just get Ike on the phone. Are you listening to me? Hang on every word.
All in this area?
Hey, Monsieur, too.
Yeah, whatever's going on, Sink is not happy.
Nixon, Heiliger. Meet Colonel Dolby, British 1st Airborne. Captain Nixon is our 2nd Battalion S2. That's 1st Lieutenant Moose Heiliger. Yes, the British lost 8,000 men when Market Garden fell on its ass, which is why Colonel Dolby has been tasked with coordinating some kind of rescue operation for the Red Devils who were trapped when Arnhem fell.
Dutch resistance are harboring 140 of my chaps here, just outside of Jerry Hell Town, 15 miles north of the river. They'll make their way to the riverbank and assemble in the woods here tonight.
Pick a team from Easy Company. Get them back across the Rhine as fast as possible.
140 men?
Canadian engineers have supplied 6 boats. The rendezvous point is isolated and landable. I swam it myself last night. At approximately 00:30 hours, they will signal the V for victory with a handheld red torch. That would be a handheld red flashlight.
All right, we call this thing Operation Pegasus. Bob, your 2nd Battalion is on the spot. Get it done.
Captain Nixon, this is Colonel Dolby in every way possible. If you need anything at all, you come to me.
I can hardly ask for more.
Captain Myers. Sir, I haven't seen your endorsement on the Market Garden after action report or the updated battalion TO&E. Why is that?
I have them in CV-1300, sir.
I want an inventory and whatever material the British 43rd left behind. Rations, medical supplies, transport.
An inventory, yes, sir.
Dick.
Sir.
Still waiting to write citations on that 5 October operation. I need your report.
The report, yes, sir.
Light a fire under it, Dick.
Sir.
Now, goddammit, we asked for this yesterday, and here it is today, a day late and a dollar short.
Enemy disposition maps in the S2, we should have a look at that.
They say it's about 100 of them.
Territory to cover.
Where you want us to go?
You, Heshy, you get the penthouse.
Thank you.
We're up top.
How bad is it?
You'll find out.
Well, that's a lot of territory to cover.
A couple of regular G.I. Joes, huh?
He said it. Come on. New guys giving the replacements the what for and why is.
I swear one of them was never shaved.
Yeah, kids.
This is a hell of a dog, Tab.
Thank you.
There you go.
What'd you call it, Tab?
Trigger.
Of course, I like that. Trigger.
Got anything on this?
No. It's all quiet.
We got penetration!
Allie, turn!
All right,
back.
Get him on the table. Get Allie. All right, I got this.
Easy.
Allie, you're gonna be okay.
Come on. Boyle, get Doc Rose.
Where am I? Something happened. What happened?
Okay.
Where was it?
Crossroads. Where the road crosses the dike.
If it wasn't for your loud mouth, I'd never know if he was
there. Hey, you know what, Joe? Back off.
Liz Maskey, center runner for Lieutenant Welsh. Lieutenant, assemble me a squad.
Yes, sir. First squad on your feet! Weapons and ammo only!
Give me room!
Let's move! Let's go!
Get the boots off, elevate the leg. Leave God. Use the sofa.
Hey. All right, let's get this done quickly. We gotta move.
Not too much. Hey, Allie.
All right. What's down that road?
Regimental headquarters. But that's 3 miles away. Why are they giving away their position?
They ain't as smart as me and you.
Hey, I got taken out anyway. Hold it here. Wait for my signal.
Yes, sir.
open here. I'm waiting for a signal.
Here. Mortars, deploy here. First squad, on me. Go!
Second on the right. First on the right. Third on the right. Nailed a machine gun. Second on the left. First on the left. Wait for my signal.
Prepare to fire.
Two rounds. AK quick.
Crowds left up there.
I don't know. We got seven in one blow.
Bring up Boyle and Picardi! Go!
Come on, fall back!
Suppressing fire! Suppressing fire! Machine gun squad, all right! Don't mind! Go get that machine gun on the right side, go! Christensen!
Fuck, Duke's down!
Sir, the balance of 1st Platoon here. Gordon and Moore brought another 30 cal. Sir.
They're behind a solid roadway embankment. We're in a ditch. They can outflank us along the dike and catch us out here as soon as they figure that out.
So how many crowds are we talking about?
Well, there's a ferry crossing here, so it could be a whole battalion as far as I know.
Okay. What are your orders?
You got no choice.
Here it is. Talbert, you'll take 10 men along the dike. Peacock, you'll take 10 men along the left flank. I'll take 10 up the middle, so follow me. Questions? Go.
Enter.
Still doing this.
What, drinking?
No, hiding in your footlocker. The captain, for Christ's sake.
Well, why don't you just give it up?
Drinking?
No. Hiding it in my footlocker. You're a captain, for Pete's sake.
Maybe you're right. Maybe this is a perfect place to stop drinking. Right here on the business end of the Allied advance. Cheers. Dick, you know, that's not literature. You just keep it simple. Try writing in the first person plural, you know. Say we a lot.
Thanks for the tip.
Fix bayonets. Go on the red smoke. Wait for the signal.
Jesus.
Company!
Oh, shit!
schnell!
Bitte nicht schießen. Polnisch. Wir sind Polish.
What's he saying?
And he's telling me that they're Polish.
Bruce, yeah.
Don't you believe it?
There ain't no Poles in the SS!
Bruce!
Move!
Coming to you!
Send Lightning a contact report.
Boyle!
Hold it.
Get out there where you can spot the fall of those rounds. Go! Get Boyle! He's down! Come on, help me!
Jesus, Captain. They're SS.
Joe? Joe, knock it off!
Damn it, what?
You're bleeding.
That's nothing, Cap.
I want you to take these prisoners back to Battalion CP. Get yourself cleaned up.
Sir. Come on, Kraut boys.
Joe?
Yeah.
Drop your ammo.
What?
Drop your ammo.
You kidding me? What are you doing?
Give me your weapon.
Yeah.
You have one round. Johnny, how many prisoners do we have?
Got 11 right now, sir.
Okay. You drop a prisoner, the rest will jump you. I want all prisoners back at Battalion CP alive.
Sir.
They got me. You believe that? You believe I said that?
Can you make it back to CP?
Yeah. I will see you
someplace else.
Take these to battalion.
Split them up.
Yes, sir. Got him on the run.
How's that?
The Germans were flooding back towards the ferry crossing when we hit them with artillery. Like a turkey shoot. Then they hit us with their 88s zeroed in on this crossroad. Now, we were lucky, though. Only 22 wounded.
Lucky. Captain Winters?
Right down there, sir.
All right, carry on.
Two wounded, huh? You okay?
Yeah, one killed.
Who?
Dukeman.
Dukeman. Well, you're looking at two full companies of SS out there. About 50 dead, probably another 100 wounded. Seven back in the regimental cage, plus a whole string of them up there. That's not bad for Dukeman.
You got a drink of water.
Yeah, it's water.
Okay.
.363 Volts Grenadier hit Oppheisen early this morning. About the same time your SS made a run from ICP down the road. 3rd Battalion got the hell beat out of them. Ollie Horton was killed.
Major Horton's dead?
They hit 2nd Battalion CP in force. He was organizing the defense. Captain, excuse us just a minute. About handling the battalion.
Sir?
Moving you up to executive officer, 2nd Battalion. Colonel Strayer is... Well, he could use some help.
Well, I know I could handle them in the field, sir.
That's right, Dick. You're a solid tactician and a good leader. Don't worry about administration.
Who do you think will be taking over Easy, sir?
Moose Heiliger can command Easy Company.
Lieutenant Heiliger would be my choice, sir.
Good. You pack your gear and come on to Battalion CP.
Yes, sir.
Like some coffee, sir?
Yeah. Thanks, Doc.
All right.
Hey, Dick. Finish your novel yet?
It's a lot of homework.
And I thought executive officer was supposed to be a fun job.
Who are you?
Zelensky, sir.
Who is he? Zelensky's my orderly.
Well, rank does have its privileges.
Orderly, huh? I suppose you do stuff like get coffee.
Can do, sir.
Black, no sugar. And a bacon sandwich. Why don't you want something? Bacon sandwich!
I give that to Colonel Sink with my compliments.
All that for 2 pages, huh?
So that means that's gonna take a while.
Yeah, it is. You want a job?
There it is. I think somebody wishes you were back in charge of Easy Company, Moose.
Are you two just here to gloat?
No, I'll just rub it in a little bit. Moose is gonna lead his first mission as company commander.
Operation Pegasus is set to go off. I thought I might give you the heads up.
Pegasus?
Yeah. Yeah, great. Everybody know their job?
We drilled with the boats all day. Lieutenant Welch is coming along and the Canadian engineers. Colonel Doby knows his stuff.
Know how many times you want to cross a river?
If there really are 140 Brits in hiding over there, 3 trips.
Speed is the key. What time's jump off?
We'll be at the far side of the Rhine at 0100.
Speed is the key. Keep moving and lead the way.
Dick. Easy's in good hands.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Well, hang tough.
I could say the same to you.
Yeah. Good luck, Moose.
Captain.
Mm-hmm. Nick?
Yeah.
Are we sure on the intelligence of this?
Well, I think it's pretty good.
Is Easy walking into another company of Germans no one can see?
Why don't we ask Moose when he gets back?
Right, yeah. Oh, if they do run into any trouble, you let me know.
Yeah. You run into any bacon sandwich, do the same, all right?
Yeah.
Line secure, sir.
Fall back into position, Private.
I got the 30 cal on the left flank.
Extend it out to the left 10 yards. So, Colonel, where are they?
Lester.
What?
Come on in.
Welcome back, sir.
Good to be back.
Heiliger, 506 at the 101st Airport.
Never thought I'd be so glad to see a bloody Yank.
Your show, Colonel.
I'll be back shortly.
Boats are all secure, sir.
Oh! The Brits are on the way past the word.
Sir, you missed a signature here. Moose Heiliger.
That's me, sir.
God bless you, my lad.
We're ready to go, sir. Where's the rest of you?
And here we all are.
Well, let's go.
Ahoy, Mohammed!
Moose Heiliger and the American 101st have done the Red Devils a great service, making it possible for us to return and fight the enemy on another day. To Easy Company, victory, and Kurahi!
Kurahi!
I was only Easy CO for 4 months, Moose. Before that, it was Meehan's company. Before that, Sobel's.
Yeah, but you're the only combat commander they've ever known. And I'm from another company.
You know where they came from. You know what they've been through. Just hang tough. Train your new platoon leaders. And trust your non-coms.
Halt! It's Moose!
Hold your fire! Okay, buddy.
Oh, my God.
Simple, Lieutenant Wells.
Stay awake on me. Stay awake on me, Moose. Here, look at my eyes.
Simple, Lieutenant Wells, now!
Okay.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm so sorry. I didn't know. Jesus Christ.
Where are you from, Trooper?
Wyoming, sir.
You're a long way from home, Private.
Stretcher!
I got him, Harry. You give him morphine?
Yeah.
How much?
Remember,
2, 3 Sorettes maybe.
3 Sorettes maybe?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, were you trying to kill him?
It was 2.
You don't think it might be important 3. To let me know how much medication the man has had, huh? As I do not see 1 Sorette on the man's jacket.
Sorry, Doc. It was a good thing he's a big man. Maybe he isn't in a chance.
He's in a lot of pain, Doc. We didn't know what to do.
Yeah, well, you oughta. You know, you are officers, you are grown-ups, you oughta know.
All right, let's go. Come on, moving.
Still has only 65% strength on most of those replacements, including their new CR.
How's Lieutenant Dyke doing?
3 weeks in Holland, the guys are already calling him Foxhole Norman.
Well, they're talking about a mid-March action at the earliest, so we train the guys for 3 months, we jump into Berlin, we end the war.
The only thing holding together Easy Company is the NCOs, Tacoma Man.
Sir, there's a Sergeant Garnier here to see you.
Look what the train brought in.
Hey, the daredevil.
How you, Captain?
Welcome back, Bill.
Jesus, it's true. I never thought I'd see you behind a desk, sir.
Yeah, someday you'll sit behind it.
Well, I just went AWOL from the hospital to get back here, sir. I hope that's not going to cause you a problem.
Would you care if it did?
Not a bit, sir. Got a letter for you here from Moose. Lieutenant Heiliger, sir. It's recovering, but it's going to be a long haul.
Thanks, Bill.
So I hear his, it's going to be a football game. Those chumps are the 5-0 Deuce, is that right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Christmas Day.
Great. Skytrain boys. Can't wait. Great.
Well, just go find some trouble. Will you do that?
Hey, Bill.
Sir?
No more joyriding, right?
Oh, anybody ever heard of a little joint called Lulu's?
Got me.
I'll just ask around.
Well, I guess now's as good as
plenty. What's that, a piece of paper? I don't want to see another piece of paper.
General Taylor has flown back to Washington. He's left General McAuliffe in charge of the division.
Colonel Sink is in Reims to see Marlena Dietrich.
Marlena Dietrich is in Reims?
At the USO.
I'm out of here. I'm going to Reims.
Strayer will be in London for at least another week for Lieutenant Colonel Dobie's wedding. I personally am heading back to Holborn to look up a certain young lady.
What are you telling me?
You, my friend, are headed to Paris.
City of Light.
That's a 48-hour pass. It's been decided that you need a little dose of civilization. Bon voyage.
Second that.
Monsieur? Monsieur, c'est le terminus. Le train s'arrête ici, on doit tous descendre.
Thank you.
look at you, I see 8 or 9 of you. I'll be all right when
look
I can only see
me.
One.
I'm John Wayne. The costume department set me up with these great Navy whites. What do you think?
I'm trying to watch this.
I've seen this movie 13 times, okay?
Well, I haven't, so shut up.
Watch the movie, it's fine. Hey, Skip!
Shh!
Come on. Where you been? I've been looking all over for you.
Well, Don, I was at home in Tonawanda, but then Hitler started this whole thing, so now I'm here. How'd you make out in craps?
Not so bad. Here's the $60 aboard.
You're paying me back?
And? Say thank you.
Either.
A tip.
Huh?
Jesus!
Shut up! Shut up!
I was up $6,000, but I only have $3,600 left. What are you gonna do with all that dough?
Blow most of it in Paris as soon as possible.
Give me a tip.
I don't think that climate in there agrees with you. As a matter of fact, I've been worried about your health altogether lately.
Hey, Buck.
You don't look well.
How are you feeling?
Oh, it's just a little.
Your wounds heal? All four of them?
Look at you. I see 8 or 9 of you. I'll be all right when I
see you. Seen this before?
That can be arranged, too.
He takes the advisor, so he starts... Buck.
Hi.
Isn't any good?
Yeah. It's a real corker. Careful with the Juniper.
Oh, won't anybody give you a life?
Our hero.
We might have worried about you, Lieutenant.
Leave it, Buck.
Yeah? Well, you take the words right out of
got
my
that,
mouth.
Got that, Bandy?
Go ahead.
Got that, Benny.
Thanks anyway.
Got that, Benny.
Cut a penny?
Sure.
What?
It's an English penny.
Elements of the 1st and the 6th SS Panzer Division have broken through in the Ardennes Forest. Now, they've overrun the 28th Infantry and elements of the 4th. All officers report to respective HQs. All passes are canceled.
No!
Enlisted men report to barracks and the platoon leaders.
Damn. What a day.
Lieutenant Peacock?
Sir? Have you seen Colonel Strayer?
Where's the company commander?
Oh, Lieutenant Dyke, I've been looking for him all day. And how is it that the 4th Army's problem gets dumped on the airborne?
Well, Lieutenant Peacock? Lieutenant Compton? Captain Winters?
Oh, Lieutenant Dyke, I've been looking for you.
Sir, we have a problem. Colonel Strayer has not yet returned from some wedding that he's attending in London. Can you believe that? We're going to the front here, and our CO isn't even in the same damn country.
You have a bigger problem, Lieutenant Dyke. You have men returning to action without proper cold weather clothing and not enough ammo.
Sir?
I suggest you take a canvas of the entire base. Get what materials you have before you roll out. Or have you done that already?
No, sir.
K rations. As many as you can scrounge. We don't know if we'll be resupplied or not.
Yes, sir.
What about ammo?
There is no more ammo. Distribute it amongst the men as best you can so at least everybody has something.
Yes, sir. All right, Lieutenant Cotton, Lieutenant Peacock, inform Lieutenant James of the situation. Get all your platoons as best equipped as you can and then report back here to me. Understood?
Yes, sir.
Not in effect. Luftwaffe must be asleep.
What a difference a day makes, huh, Lieutenant? Christ, I missed those C-47s.
Got a tailgate jump here.
Just want to know where they're sending us. What the hell we're supposed to do with no ammo?
Hey, kid, what's your name again?
Seward. Seward, Junior.
You got any ammo, Junior?
Just what I'm carrying.
What about socks, Junior? You got extra socks?
A pair.
You need 4
minimum. Feet, hands, neck, balls.
Exercise holds it all.
Yay, we all remember that one. I didn't remember the socks.
Give my goddamn boots for a cigarette.
A lot of ammo and socks.
Everybody got a cigarette?
Things you need, right?
I bet Junior's got plenty of boots.
No, I don't. How about a hat? You got a hat?
Hey, you got extra ammo?
What about a coat? Got a coat? Shut up with the coat, you've got no one got one.
How about some smoke, then? Yeah, I got some smokes.
Oh, now you're talking.
Hey, 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 hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey, hey,
hey, hey, hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey,
where the hell are we?
Sure we ain't in hell. It's too damn cold.
Hey, stand back, guys. I've been holding this for the last hour.
Welcome to Belgium. This area's known as Bastogne. Strategic crossroads town. Seven roads leading in, seven roads leading out, which makes it ideal for Proud Armor.
Now, Ike wants to make sure that the crowds can't use those roads. So we're going to put a perimeter around Bastogne, dig in tight as a tick. Second battalion be deployed over here to the east.
Same guy. Barely made it.
Better get yourself some ODs, Bob.
Okay.
1st Battalion's to the north on your left flank. 3rd Battalion's in reserve. Andy, let's roll.
Sir, we're a little short on ammunition.
How short?
There was a limited supply in camp, sir.
Captain, you beg, borrow, or steal ammo. But you defend this area.
Yes, sir.
Jesus Christ. Hey, Phil. Don, come here, look at this. Hey, come here, look at this.
Jesus.
Don. What the hell is going on? Hey, you're going the wrong way.
Hey, pal.
Hey. What happened? Where are you going?
They came out of nowhere. They slaughtered us. You gotta get out of here.
We just got here. Your ammo. Come on.
Take it. You'll need it.
Come on. Get out of here. Hey, who's got ammo?
Got ammo?
Hold on. Come on. Give me your ammo. Who's got ammo?
What you got, kid? You got any grenades?
Come on, ammo. Give me it.
Got any grenades, please?
Who's got grenades? Private, what do you got?
Make a hole! Hey! Make a hole! I got ammo! Grab what you can! Lieutenant, you're a godsend. What's the situation? Well, I heard you guys are coming in. It was an ammo dump, so... Here. Is it just you guys in the 101st?
Looks like... What hit you, fellas?
Everything. Our crowds had tigers, panthers, SPs, Stukas. Artie and infantry just kept on coming.
What's your name, Lieutenant?
George Ray, 10th Armor.
George, son.
You got any more mortar rounds, sir? We're real short. I'll try to make another ammo run if I can, but don't count on anything.
Thank you, sir.
Panzer Division is about to cut the road south. Looks like you guys are going to be surrounded.
We're paratroopers, Lieutenant. We're supposed to be surrounded.
Good luck. Thanks.